Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Chavav Amaral from the Sechah Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Chafem and Beis. We are two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Kuf Chafem and Beis at the two dots. The Chumram Ben Kach Folkinbal. The Chum said that you're allowed to shutter the window whether it's hanging, the shutter is hanging from the window or not. So my Ben Kach, what does he mean Ben Kach? Does he mean whether it's tied to the window or whether it's hanging from the window? Meaning, do the Chavim hold that even if the Kach is not tied to the window at all, you're allowed to shutter it? Or do they say, no, it's got to be tied to the window. It just doesn't need to be hanging, dangling from it. It could be that it's on the ground. So Amrav Yaba, Amrav Kahana, the Chavim hold that you're allowed to shutter the window Ben Kashur, Ben She'eno Kashur, V'hu She'mesukan, that it could be tied or not tied to the window, as long as it's already designated and prepared from the previous day. How do you know that's what they mean? Maybe what they mean is that it doesn't have to be dangling from the window. It could be even dragging on the ground as long as it's tied to the window. And Rabbi Yirmiyah brings a raya because he says that the machlokas of Rabbi Lozan Chamim by the Pekaka Chalom is the same as the machlokas Tanayim that we find by a neger hanigrar. What is that about? It's a Mishnah in Erevin. That a neger hanigrar, if you have a peg that's used for locking a door by sticking it into the hole in the doorpost and it's tied onto the door, but it's not hanging in the airspace, it's nigrar, it's dragging on the ground. Noel in Bob HaMikdash, you're allowed to be Noel, you're allowed to lock the door with it on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalo B'Medina, but not so outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is that it's not an Isser of bone in HaTorah, because as soon as it's attached to the door, it's Mukhan Lekach, and it's considered as if it's already built into the door, but the Rabban Rechoshish said it's near a Kibinyan, so they made a Gzeira not to do it. But in the Migdash, it's Mutzer, because they ain't Shavos B'Migdash. They didn't make such Gzeiras in the Migdash. The Hamunach, and if you have such a bolt that is resting on the ground and is not tied to the door at all, Kan V'Kan Aser, that is Aser everywhere, in the Migdash and in the Medina. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hamunach, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's resting on the ground, then b'migdash, then it's mutter to be Noel b'migdash, v'adnigrar b'medina. And if it's dragging on the ground, meaning it's attached to the door, then you're even allowed to use it b'medina. V'tanya, ezu negra nigra shnolim b'migdash avlo b'medina. And the Brisa tells us, what is a negra nigra that you're allowed to use in the migdash but not b'medina? Kol shekasha v'toli v'rosha magia la'aret, when it's attached and hanging from the door, but the tip of it reaches to the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Zeh after Medina Mutzer. Rabbi Yehuda would say, now that's even Mutzer b'Medina. Ela Ezu shebe'Medina Aser. What would be an example of a Negra Nigra that's Aser even b'Medina? Kol Shein of Lo Kasher, V'Lo Talui, U'Menicha B'Keren Zavis. Anything that's not tied and not dangling to the door at all. And when you Shomto U'Menicha B'Keren Zavis, and when you take it out of the door, you put it away somewhere else. It's not even attached to the door at all. So from that Machlok Tanaim, we see that even Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel and holds that you don't need the bolt to the door to be hanging. He is moda that if it's not tied to the door, then you're not allowed to use it, the Medina. So since Rabbi Yochanan equates the two machlokas about the pekak and about the neger, so you see that even according to the chamim who are makel about the pekak, you would not be makel if it's not tied to the door at all. So Rabbi Yirmiyah strengthens this question from based on what another amara says. Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba Mishmedu Ula Man Tana Negra Nigra Rabbi Lazari. Who's the Tana that holds that you're not allowed to use Negra Nigra of the Medina unless it's tied and dangling from the door? It's Rabbi Lazar who asked in our Mishnah using the window shutter that's not tied and dangling. So from Lula, you see that the Yehuda who disagrees about a neger and says that it's good enough for it to be tied must hold like the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. So since Rabbi Yehuda's moda that you need kshira, you see that according to the Chachamim, you cannot be pokek when it's not kosher. And the Homachlokas is about the second requirement of whether it needs to be tali as well. So Amalei, Rabbi Arba says Rabbi Yirmiya, another Amri Kiyai Tana. That which I said that the Chachamim are makel, that they don't require even kshira, Shira is like the following Tana that I'm about to bring. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa that says, Punishi is Kina Balabayas. If you have a reed that a Balabayas prepared in his Machshava, Leos Tosef, and now elbow, and he wants to use it for opening and closing a door, his Mancha Kosher Vitali Vipesach, when that Kana is tied onto and dangling from the door, Posef, and elbow, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. It's a Ein Kosher Vitali, Ein Posef, and elbow. But if it's not both tied and dangling from the door, then you're not allowed to open and close the door within the Shabbos. Rishon Gamliel Omer, Mesukan Av Pishenu Kasher, that it's Mesukan for this purpose with Makshava, even if it's not tied onto the door at all. So you see that Rishon Gamliel allows it even without it being tied on at all. So that would tell you that the Chachamim in our Mishnah by the Pekakach alone maybe hold like that, and therefore Ben Kach means even if it's not tied at all. So the Gemara Paskins in this Machlokes, Amr Rav Yehuda Bar Shivas, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochanan, Halach Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel. We hold like Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel that you're allowed to close a door with a reed, even if it's not tied onto the door at all from Erev Shabbos, and we're not kosher, so it maybe looks like you're being most of Alabinian. So, frankly, Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really say that we pass in that way? Vatnan, but the Mishnah says, Kol Kesuya Kelim, Sheesh Lem Beis Achiza, any coverings of Kelim that have a handle, Nitalin B'Shabbos, is not going to be Muktzah on Shabbos. Vam Rabbi Dibar Shiva, Amar Vyasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Fu Sheesh, Taras Kli Aleihem, that hetzer to be metal to them is only if they can be used as a covering for a kli, because that's what makes them a kli. But the etzem akisui, the fact that they could just be used to cover something, is not something that's able to qualify them as a kli. So if they're not roi for some other use, they're going to be muktza. It's going to be asur b'tiltul. So it turns out that the kana is asur b'tiltul because it's muktza, because it's not roi for any other use other than ni'ila. And the fact that it's usable for ni'ila is not considered a tashmish that makes it like a kli. So how can Rabbi Yochanan pasken like Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel that it's muktza to be noel bel b'shabbos? So v'chitei Mahachanani, the Ika Taras Kliyalav. Maybe you'll say over here also, Shmuel Ben Gamliel's matzah to be metalto the kana and to be noel bo and Shabbos is talking about where it has some other additional usage, and that's what makes it a kli. But when we buy Shmuel Ben Gamliel Taras Kliyalav, does he really require that it have an additional usage as a kli? Not Tanya, but then we learn a brayso chariyos shel dekel. If you have branches of a dekel tree, shegdaram l'shem etzim, that you cut them in order to use them as firewood, so they're muksimachos. And then you decide to use them as a seat, that you need to tie them together in order for them to become usable as a seat, in order for them not to be mukza. But if you don't tie them together, your machshava doesn't help, they remain mukza. And Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel Omer, Ein Tzorich Likshar. But Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel says you don't need to tie them together to take away their mukza status. So since Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel's matir being metalta these charios, even though they don't have a din kli, they don't have any other use as a kli, so certainly by a kana he doesn't require that they have a Torah Kli. So the question returns, how could Rabbi Yochanan Paskin this way? So the Gemara answers, really, according to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gamliel, you're allowed to be metaltel a kana even if it doesn't have a Torah Kli. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with him on one count, but disagrees with him on a different count, meaning whether by one din he holds like him, and by the other din he doesn't hold like him. By the Isser of Bona with a kana that's Masuka and that's Veino Kasher, he passes like him, that we're not choshesh, that it looks like binyan, but as far as Rav Shmuel Ben Gamliel shita by muktza, that it's muktza l'taltel, even if it doesn't have Toras Kli, that Rav Yochanan disagrees, you know, that it does require Toras Kli. So the Gemara brings machlok from Ryan as far as the psak halacha in our Mishnah. And let's try to at least get to the Mishnah right now. Darash Rav Yitzchak Nafcha apischa de Reish Galusa. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha darshan by the entranceway to the Reish Galusa. Halvacha Krabi Eliezer, that we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, that you now let it be pokek the window, you now let it close up the window with the shutter, unless it's kosher vitalui. So Masav Ravam asks from Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it says in the Mishnah, Midivrayim, Lamanu Shapokin, Modin Vikoshim Vishabbos, that you're allowed in Shabbos to shutter a window, even by something that's not tied on and is not dangling from the window, and to do Medidah Shal Mitzvah, to measure and to tie a knot, that's not a last thing that even the chachila, so you see that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to the pekak hachalov. So Abaye says, why do you think that it's a raya from this mission against Rabbi Eliezer? It could be that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha could respond to you that mission goes like the chachamim. So mishum de katani stama, you want to tell me because it's mentioned as a stam mission without mentioning anyone that disagrees, and if Rabbi listed as a stam mission like the chachamim, it must be we passed in that way. Well, negra nigra nami stamahi. The Mishnah in Erevin about negra nigra, about the bolt for the locking the door that's dragging on the ground, which holds like Rabbi Eliezer, is also stam Mishnah. So Rabbi placed Stam Mishnah is like both Shittos. So the Gemara rejects Abaye v'afilu hachi, even though we find the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Lezer as well, the Raya that Rav Abin brought, that the Halacha is like the Chum, still remains intact, because Rabbi Tzaduk's father and Abishol ben Batnis paskin to the Maisa, like the Chachamim, and Maisa Rav. Whenever someone paskin something the Maisa, they paskin it as a Maisa Rav, that takes on more power, and that we assume is more instructive as far as how we're going to actually paskin the Halacha. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up with Kuf Chavav Amid Beis next time.